In February, KPFA News reported on black transgendered Berkeley resident Kayla Moore's death while in Berkeley police custody after a violent struggle with police at her apartment on Alston Way on February 12th. Earlier this week, Berkeley Cop Watch, which has been conducting a citizen investigation of Moore's death, contacted KPFA to say that the coroner's autopsy report on the cause of Moore's death will be withheld indefinitely at the request of the Berkeley Police Department. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Andrea Pritchett, a founder of Berkeley Cop Watch.
Andrea Pritchett, what did the coroner's office tell you about the delay of this autopsy report on the cause of death?
Well, the Alameda County coroner says that there has been a request by members of the Berkeley Police Department to put a hold on the release of the autopsy. So it seems that they may have completed their autopsy, but may have delayed the release of it due to requests from Berkeley officers. She suggested that it might be 6 to 8 months before that report is made public.
Do you know if there are any legal requirements to release such a report, particularly regarding a death in police custody?
Well, I think there are a number of laws and statutes that apply. Certainly there's Public Records Act requirements that are state requirements, but there's also the authority by police departments to say that, well, this is an ongoing investigation, so we can't release documents. The problem is that these departments seem to have no requirement as to how long an investigation can take. So they don't have to close the case at all. There's nothing to say that they have to close it. So in order to outlast public outrage, these guys might never release it. And it's so sad because Chief Michael Meehan went to the Police Review Commission and he told them that the officers who had been involved in the death of Kayla Moore and the incident leading up to the death of Kayla Moore, they had all been returned to their jobs. And when the sister of Kayla Moore asked the chief, well, does that mean that your investigation is complete? He said no. So that really boggles the mind of members of the family and the public. Like, well, if these officers were guilty of some wrongdoing, they've been returned to work. And yet there's no investigation. The district attorney said that they don't investigate in-custody deaths that don't result from a gunshot wound. So who knows what happened in the room that night? Who knows? And who's ever going to know? Because the only ones investigating the conduct of those Berkeley police officers that night in Kayla Moore's own apartment are members of the Berkeley Police Department. There is no outside agency taking a look. And the Police Review Commission is less than useless. They're not allowed to look at anything. So we're in a bind here in the city. We have a real situation right in front of our noses, and we're hopeful that the city council or the mayor or the public will intervene. It's a cruelty to the family. For whatever reason, they've lost a member of their family, and they are owed an explanation.
Do you plan to take this to the Berkeley City Council?
Yeah, I think that's a logical place for us to direct our demands and concerns. So it's my intention to go to the city council meeting on April 30th. And we're going to try to build support for people to express themselves directly to the city council.
And that was Andrea Pritchett, founder of Berkeley Cop Watch. The Berkeley Police Department was not available for comment today, and the department's only available press statement on Kayla Moore's death, dated February 13th, says only that police responded to a disturbance call, that the subject violently resisted officers before being taken to a local hospital and pronounced dead, and that the district attorney's detective division had undertaken an investigation after being notified by the police. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.